from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I appreciate coaches kind of dialed it back from when I first got here. So those guys are lucky, but it was good. And guys, I thought we did a great job, and guys were in great shape.
Coming back from the Mavericks game last night, you know, I'm obviously sorry for the loss, but still just, you know, got one more game, hopefully more before. How do you think about the Dallas goal?
I mean, they played hard. Obviously, didn't end the way they wanted it to end. It's kind of been a tough series so far, but I think Lucas said it best. It's not over till it's over. So I'm still going to be supporting those guys. It's been a great season. I'm not going to be able to make game four or anything like that, but I'll be watching.
Patrick, last year at this day, I think you told your teammates that this night was kind of the last night to remember last year. Today.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you've seen, we've enjoyed it. I mean, guys have traveled around and been able to do a lot of great things. But at the same time, I mean, every year in this league, I thought we had a great OTAs and mini camp to this point. But then every year in this league, you have to come in with that same mentality. You have to be hungry. I mean, it's hard. I mean, you saw it last year. You've seen it every year that I've been here. You have to battle in order to win that Super Bowl. And guys have to have that mentality. And I think what Veach and Coach Reed do is they bring in a group of guys that are hungry, and they fuse it with the guys that have been here, and it usually comes in with a great mix whenever you get the training camp.
You even mentioned the word three-peat, and what's the team's approach to the idea of three in a row?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you can. I mean, it's nothing you can be scared of, but at the same time, I mean, that's not the mentality. It's a brand new season. I've dealt with it a couple times now, and we know it's going to be every week. It's going to be a big week. We start off with some great opponents early in the season, so you just have the mentality of just getting yourself better. And in order to win, you have to get better and better every single year, and that's the mentality you have to have.
Can you explain what you mean? Be like for you between tonight's ceremony and the start of camp?
I'll be traveling a little bit, but a lot of working out. I mean, it's only it's like 4.5 weeks. It's like my shortest, like, kind of second break that I've ever had. So there's not going to be a lot of off time. I mean, even if I'm on vacation or whatever it is, there's going to be a lot of working out, and I have a good plan that I have with Bobby. So we'll make sure that I come in the camp ready to go.
Patrick, with that, do you need to use this time to replenish yourself a little bit too? I mean, you go all the time. Obviously, you want to be in peak shape when you come in, but what do you do to kind of restore yourself at this point?
It's pretty simple. I mean, I'm not trying to do anything crazy. I go to sports games and stuff like that, but other than that, it's just spending time with my family, playing golf, and working out.
And is it important, though, to get some rest in with this, as well as, you know, stay in condition, or not really?
I'm kind of one of those guys or people just in general that doesn't like just sitting still. So the golf course is my rest. So I like to just go out there and hit them and just have a good time out there, and then just spending time with my family and chasing kids around.
When you said that you thought the team had a good OTA and mini-camp period, what leads you to say that compared to obviously seasons in the past?
I think it's two things. I think one is just the confidence that the defense has. I mean, just off the year that they had this last year, you can see that they're trying to build on that. And then offensively, obviously, we felt like we didn't play our best last year. And even though we won, we knew we had a lot of places to improve. And so I think guys had that mentality coming into OTAs and minicamp. And that's something that I think has gotten the best out of everybody, is that every single day, I mean, y'all hear it. I mean, we're talking trash, but it's in a good way. And then we go off and we talk about it after practice and what we can do better. So it's been a great OTAs and minicamp, one of the best I think that I've ever been a part of.
With the offense, like with this receivers room, you've got a couple new faces in there. And now that OTAs and minicamp is a little bit in the rear view, how do you think that receivers room is shaping up?
I think it's shaping up really well. I mean, I thought Hollywood had a great job coming in and being prepared and learning really fast and being able to go out there and make plays. I thought Rasheed did a great job. Jay Watt, Sky, all these guys really competed, and I think that's a good thing to have. And I'm excited to get Worthy out there more. I got to throw to him a couple times, but you want to get him out there kind of in some more team-based drills and let him work and learn on the fly. But you saw him learning on the side, and now it's just about him getting ready to be at camp and being in shape and ready to roll there.
Patrick, you have a new guy in the quarterback room this year. What's it been like to work with Carson so
far? It's been great, honestly. I mean, a great dude and super talented. I think that's the first thing I saw. I mean, you see why he was on pace to win the MVP. I mean, the guy can make every throw. He's very smart, intelligent, asks a lot of great questions, and he's been in similar offenses before, so it's easy for him to pick it up, I think. But, I mean, like I say, he's super talented. I think that's the first thing I saw.
Todd, this far into your career, are you still learning anything about yourself or your game through this time?
Yeah, I think this is probably the most like comfortable I think I've felt of just being able to not let something, I guess, affect me. I mean, when you go up against Spags, you're not going to be right 100% of the time. And there's been times where I've lost on blitzes, and Spags gets me with the new pressure that he's working on. And I think it's just being able to, all right, we'll just get the ball in my hand, get it to the check down or wherever that is, and then live to play another play. And I think that's just something I've felt more comfortable with. And then I think it's been cool that we've been trying. Like, Coach Reese, back to my old days, he's forcing me to push the ball down the field. If I don't, he throws little jabs at me, like, oh, you want to throw the check down here? And I'm like, I got you, Coach. We're going to push it. And so it's been fun. It's been a great camp. And like I said, I love the competing. I think that's been the biggest thing, is competing both sides of the ball. It's been awesome.
PJ? Just looking back to last year, I mean, it seems like you had a good camp in OTAs last year. And you know, not to dwell on the past, but just what's going to be the difference of last year's performance on the field and then moving into this year? I know the receiving never may be different, but just...
I think it's just a mindset. You have to come in knowing that we're going to get everybody's best shot. I think we know that. But at the same time, I think we were a young team last year, and we kind of grew up as the season went on. And I think this year you have to learn from those mistakes you made last year. And, I mean, it's just this close. I mean, that's how the NFL is. I mean, you look at the back of the season, I think there's probably three or four games that if we would have came out with wins, we would have been the one seed from the get-go. So you just have to make sure that you capitalize on those opportunities, don't make those mistakes, and try to win those games that we lost last year.
We'll do the last three. Pete, Matt, Sam. Go ahead,
Pat. Michelle mentioned the receivers, but specifically Hollywood was the big addition. From Dallas until now, how far have you seen him come, and just where is your chemistry at headed into training camp?
No, I mean, He's done a great job. I mean, it's hard to learn this offense, and I feel like he's done a great job picking it up very fast. And then obviously you see the ability. I don't know how he's here in our place because of how talented he is, and I can just see that it's going to be a great season for him, and it's take pressure off other guys. And I think it's going to help get Trav open, help get Rasheed open. It's going to help get all these guys open because you're going to have that speed threat that can run routes and do all those different things. So I'm very excited to get him out there in the regular season.
Matt, you had a play with Hollywood yesterday that was a deep ball against the blitz. You know, he said he saw the blitz coming, knew he had to get down there. How is that, you know, developing as far as his recognition and kind of figuring out how you think and you knowing how he's going to think in situations like that?
No, I think it's cool because it was very similar to a play that we had ran earlier in OTAs in a practice that y'all weren't at, where there was kind of a cover zero type blitz, and I try to throw it up early, and it wasn't necessarily the route that how it was supposed to be ran, but I was just like, hey, if you see the pressure, you got to get over there. I'm going to put it up in there and let you run underneath it. And then that was the thing. He picked that up, and then that was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then he came back, and same exact type play, same pressure, and he got over there. I threw the ball the same as I threw it last time, and he catches it for a touchdown. So that's the stuff that I'm talking about. It's not only the physical ability that he has, but he's a smart football player, and I'm excited to get him out there and have a great training camp going up against Spags. I think you get to learn everything you can possibly learn, and then get into the regular season and get ready to roll.
Last one, Sam.
Patrick, last year when you got your ring, you sent out a tweet on social media. It was pretty clearly a reference to what other players had said. Just wondered, how far in advance have you pre-planned something like that? Do you have something planned?
I don't think anyone said anything, so I think I'm in a good spot. I'll have to think of a caption and try to come up with something that could go viral like that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.